There Is So Much More Inside Me Now by Per Waldorf. Read by X-Men Hater. Fandom, Star Wars, The Force Awakens. He takes the lightsaber from her hand, like he's surprised to see it. He looks at it, turns it over in his hands as if he expected it to be broken somehow. Apparently satisfied, he hands it back to her. She tucks it back into her bag. He starts walking towards a small stone house in the distance. It's squat and blocky, made out of the same rock she's seen everywhere else on the island.
"You must be hungry after that long hike. I made soup."
She somehow expected his voice to be rusty from disuse, but it's strong and clear. She follows him, and they walk for a while. The roar of the ocean, all that water, all around them, she can scarcely stop looking at it. And the wind, the only noise.
"Can I ask you a question?" she finally says.
He turns to her.
"Of course, anything you want to know."
His voice is soft, solicitous.
"Did you know we were coming?
It seems a long way to travel every day just to wait and stare." He laughs, hard enough that she wonders if he's going to pull something. Finally, he stops and wipes his eyes.
"I make that walk every day. It keeps me in shape."
He quirks an eyebrow.
"It's not like I have much else to do."
They arrive at the house, and he reaches out his hand to open the door. He turns back.
"I never even asked your name."
She wonders if it's something he'll even recognize. Maybe it was chopped up when she was left on Jakku, balderized out of convenience or spite. But it's the only name she's ever had, and if it bothers him, that's something she can deal with or ignore, as the situation requires.
"Ray. My name is Ray."
He holds out his hand, the left one.
"It's nice to meet you, Ray. My name is Luke."
The soup is full of fish and curly, slightly rubbery green stuff he calls seaweed. It tastes like the ocean smells, briny and a bit wild. She eats three portions and worries that she's being greedy, but he keeps refilling her bowl until she waves the ladle away. He sits down and looks at his hands.
"I'm not your father, at least not by blood. But you are my daughter in all the ways that count. I changed your diapers, and I rocked you to sleep when you were sick. Some days you didn't want to be apart from me and cried until I picked you up. It annoyed your mother a lot when that happened."
"Tell me about my mother, please."
Her voice is unexpectedly rough. His eyes get sad and he has to take a breath.
"Her name was Sova Marone. She was beautiful and fierce and strong. So strong. I'd never seen anybody else with more power in the Force besides myself, and now you. She died defending you and the other children. I thought none of you survived, or else I would never have stopped looking."
He takes her hand and she curls her fingers around his.
"You have her eyes and her chin. She'd stick it out, just like this, when she knew things weren't right and something needed to be done about it."
He demonstrates and she sees herself a little bit in the gesture. It makes her want to cry. She has a past and somebody who can tell it to her.
"I want to know everything about her. And you. And me."
He smiles and pats her hand, the metal warm from curling around his bowl.
"Everything I can remember, I'll let you know."
They talk until a yawn overtakes her, her jaw nearly cracking. He insists that she take the bed, making a pallet for himself in front of the fire. Before he turns off the solar lantern, he stops.
"The name is yours, if you want it. You don't have to decide now, or ever."
She nods sleepily, and he kisses her forehead before leaving the room. When she returns, she is crushed into a hug by Poe and, to her joy, an awake Finn. The general, Aunt Leia now, she supposes, throws her arms around both her and Luke, pressing her face into their shoulders. Looking around her, she feels content, like she belongs where she is. After the celebrations, there is still work to be done, and bureaucracy she managed to avoid by virtue of heading out immediately to search for Luke. She needs quarters, more clothing, and if Poe's got anything to do with it, a space on the pilot's roster. None of that happens without being in the system. She fills out the first name and looks at the space provided for a surname. It looks like it has room for two, and so she puts them both down. The pilots have lockers in the hangar, and a nameplate comes delivered for her, neatly engraved. Luke comes with her, saying something about wanting to see the new crop of X-Wings. She slides the nameplate into its slot, savoring the click as it snaps into place. She glances back at him to find his eyes are wet. She pulls him into a hug, feeling a little watery herself. Luke wipes his eyes, the smile on his face proud. He offers her his arm. "Let's go. Show your old man how you fly one of these things." She loops her arm into his. "I'd love to." The end.